You're listening to SBS News.
A single mother turned away from a rental property because of stereotypes about South Sudanese families. Farah Farouk, Director of Community Engagement at Tenants Victoria, says this is just one of many stories from Melbourne's migrant community.
But we've heard of, very concerning stories, for example, amongst the Australian African community, particularly among single parent households. For example, in Melbourne's West, a mother, she'd been in Australia for 18 years. She had four kids and she signed up for a property which, met all her needs. And then the real estate agent started probing her about whether she really did have the four children, she said, and that she wasn't talking about her other children, that she may have more children than four children. She happened to be from a South Sudanese background. And the family felt very targeted. And then the real estate agent said, we'll come and do some spot checks. So this is the allegation. And of course, the family was very disturbed. The idea that, they're going to be moving into their rented property, their home, and then be subject to spot checks and not be believed that there are four kids and a mum. The person said, the South Sudanese families have larger families.
Unable to stay, the family sought the help of local community leaders.
And it was really an egregious example. And in this case, the mum and the kids decided that they could not proceed with the rental property, and they found it out, with great difficulty, because there's a lot of competition for the affordable housing, and the help of a South Sydney's local organisation, they were able to find another suitable property.
The revelations have prompted the Victorian state government to set up what they call an anti-racism task force, plus extra funding for local initiatives conducting grassroots campaigns to stem abuse in the community. As part of the project, 42 community organisations will share around $3.8 million to boost cross-cultural understanding across the state. In a statement, Minister for Multicultural Affairs Ross Spence said,
"Racism has no place in Victoria. Tackling it head-on is vital to building a stronger, fairer society. The government and the task force will work with communities to ensure the anti-racism strategy represents the diverse views of Victorians."
Non-profit organisation Youth Activating Youth will use $110,000 to increase young people's knowledge of their rights in the face of racism, while the Tenants Union of Victoria will receive $70,000 to empower the South Sudanese community to combat racism in the rental housing market. Minister for Aboriginal Affairs Gabrielle Williams says funding will also be diverted to fighting racism against Indigenous people. $100,000 will be invested in courses run by the Rumbalara Football Netball Club and Kayla Institute to improve understanding of Indigenous culture and reduce racism in the Goulburn Valley. A regional initiative will see the Ballarat Multicultural Council receive $70,000 to deliver anti-racism and bystander training. Ms. Williams says success lies in direct communication between members of the public and government institutions.
We know that racism is not always as blatant or obvious as name-calling in a playground. Racism can rear its head in really insidious ways. And so it's really important that we are led by the community, not only in terms of the action that we need to take, but also in building that better understanding of how racism is experienced in each and every day. And that's a really key task of the task force, is to consult with the community to get that experience and to, from that, be able to guide us as to the best way to tackle racism in our community so that we can get the best possible outcomes.
Ms. Farouk, herself a Sri Lankan Muslim, says migrant communities are the mainstream in Australia and issues relating to emerging communities can't be seen as marginal problems.
Many of the issues that emerge in multicultural communities are no different to the non-multicultural communities. I don't want to use the word mainstream because actually, as people from multicultural backgrounds, I'm one myself. We're very mainstream. Okay, we have, Australia is a diverse population. They're all represented in people who haven't been able to access income support. Some of the federal income support that helped many people were not available. For example, if you had an asylum seeker background, or if you were on a temporary visa, you weren't able to access that. So it really put a lot of financial pressures on diverse renters.
The Victorian Task Force is the first of its kind in the country, and Minister Gabrielle Williams hopes other states and territories will follow suit with similar initiatives.
Here in Victoria, we like to see ourselves as the national leaders in many spaces, and I think this could be yet another one where we do lead the nation. This will be Victoria's first whole-of-government anti-racism strategy, and importantly, it will be led by Victorians who have experienced racism and discrimination themselves. And I understand that the development of a whole-of-government anti-racism strategy is a first in Australia. That gives us a huge opportunity to demonstrate that when we put the voices of people with lived experience at the centre, then we can achieve better outcomes. But more than that, to demonstrate that tackling racism is a whole-of-government responsibility. It's not down to just one minister in one portfolio.
While Ms. Farouk hopes this new trial funding among South Sudanese Australians in Melbourne's West becomes a building block for future anti-racism work. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.